We're all created in God's image and have invaluable worth and significance. After a recent Focus on the Family radio program with Bob Hendershot, Jim Daly spoke with Bob's son Trevor, a young man with Down syndrome, and his mother Melissa. Trevor began by singing one of his favorite worship songs.
Let's hear it.
Go for it?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go. Amazing grace, how sweet thou sound, thou savest sinners like me. I once was blind, but now I see.
That is good.
I'm Amazing Grace.
That's Amazing Grace, and we all can tap into Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. That is fun. Yeah. Trevor, do you love your mom and dad?
Yes, we do. Yes.
No doubt, huh? Mm-hmm. How was it being the homecoming king?
This is much better. It's good.
Was that fun?
Yes,
I bet it was. Did they put a crown on your head?
Yes.
He wore it for months.
Oh, that is good.
Hey, months.
Yeah, and did they drive you around the field or in a car, or did you walk out onto the field and everybody clapped?
Walk.
Yeah. Everybody clapped for you?
Yes, they did.
I think people love you. Don't you think so?
Yes, they love it.
And you get to do that at Angel Stadium, too. You get to love on people, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like the heart of God. I think you got a big chunk of God's heart in you.
Yes, we do now.
Because he loves people like you love people.
The Holy Spirit.
That's right. That is good. It is so good to hear your story. Thanks for being with us.
We are welcome here.
That is so sweet. You are good, my man.
Yeah, dude.
Melissa, maybe we could put you in Bob's spot there real quick.
Mom's turn. Yeah,
Mom's turn.
Mom's turn.
Now, you know what? You're like every son in America. We love Mom. We love Dad, of course. But, man, we really love Mom.
We love our moms.
So, Melissa, I mean, here you are. What an incredible story. How do you feel?
I'm just elated and just excited and proud of my men and just here to glorify the Lord.
Amen. Man, what a great attitude.
Amen.
Now, you're a mom of three boys and a husband. You got one of them as well. So you got four boys in your home.
I do.
Are you lonely?
no, I grew up with a brother and doing boy things, so it feels normal to be around boys.
So you got good training.
Good training. I'm a great shot at basketball, and I can hold my own in the sports with the boys, and so it's really fun for me.
That is so fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's a great attitude coming from Mom. Sometimes boys can be a little distressing to Mom.
We've got some good Christian men in this home, and they're walking closely with the Lord, and very proud of them.
Tell us a little bit about your other two boys. What are they doing?
Our middle son, Trevor calls his brothers his big brothers, even though Trevor's the oldest. Our middle son graduated from Westmont College a couple years ago and then went back to a local college and got his teaching credential.
So he's a teacher. Well, he's got a great heart.
And
I can tell
a beautiful heart, and he has a gift. He actually got to work in my classroom for a year as a paraeducator. And so very experienced, but again, he's very gifted with the children and has a heart for them and a heart for the Lord, and is just very good at what he does and well-received by parents and children. And so right now he's substitute teaching, and very excited and looking forward to what God has planned for him.
That's fantastic.
And what age level. He's hoping for elementary age, and I think he'll be just really a great asset to any school.
How about your other son?
And then our other son, our youngest son, also just graduated from college last spring.
At Westmont as well.
At Westmont as well.
There seems to be a theme here. That's
great
school, by the way.
It's
definitely the best campus in the country.
So he graduated a political science major, and yet he is working for a nonprofit organization called the Jody House, and they rehabilitate individuals that have brain trauma. Mm-hmm. So individuals that have had strokes or have been in car accidents or other things, and he helps coordinate programs for them to rehabilitate and come back into society and to help their families as well. Mm-hmm. And so his heart is also for the Lord and in service, and he's really explained to us lately that his heart is to reach out with special needs individuals. So it's I think he's surprised, and we're happily surprised for his choices. And then he is also getting married next fall. So he's engaged, newly engaged. And his fiance, whom he met at Westmont, is also working at a nonprofit for individuals getting employment for special needs. So,
oh, that's great. So, all ties together.
Yeah, it all ties
the
together.
Whole world.
And we Who never.
I want.
And yeah, it's
his hand,
we're,
huh?
We're excited to see what the Lord has planned for them.
That is so good. So, Trevor, do you love your mom and dad?
Ozzy, yes. I love them so much.
Oh, that's so sweet. And your brothers, you love your brothers?
Yes.
Oh, that is good. Mm-hmm. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, we've heard a lot about your journey. Think back to a time when there wasn't a promise of a great outcome, mm-hmm. when it was hard. Mm-hmm. And just give a word to the moms in particular who have special needs kids. And, mm-hmm. and there are moms with Down's children right now that are thinking, I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. Give them a good word.
I do remember those times. I remember thinking that Trevor wouldn't meet the milestones like every child, and even going back to talking and walking, and Trevor learned to learn sign language early on, and then then the babbling started coming, and he started talking, and we crawled for so long, and then at about 2.5 years, one day he started walking, and I just remember thinking, okay, Lord, I just have to be patient and to wait, and it will happen. And he was sick often, as children with Down syndrome can have narrow passages, and it seemed like we were at the doctor's all the time, and yet he outgrew all the illnesses about, you know, a couple years later than other children did, but he did. And my biggest fear, Bob had fears, and my fear was that he wouldn't read, and I think that was the educator in me, thinking, oh, I'm teaching children how to read, and Trevor will never read, and Trevor reads all day long, every day,
yes,
and can read everything.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
He reads God's promises all day long, and he can read anything, and it's just, he's pure joy. And I was mentioning to someone this morning that when I wake up in the morning before I go to work, and I'll go in and check on Trevor, and he'll open his eyes, and he'll say, beautiful mommy, I love you. I'll miss you. I hope you have a great day. So it's just, he's a bottle of joy. So
there is hope even when it's hard?
There is hope every day. And you'll start to look to your beautiful children and wish that you could walk in their shoes and see the world, how beautiful it is.
I love that description, a bottle of joy.
Mm-hmm.
That
it's
is
a
true.
Bottle of joy.
Mm.
Cheerfulness.
You are cheerful and beautiful.
Me too.
The value of every human life is immeasurable, and you can hear how Trevor has made an impact on those around him. Listen to more of the story when you go to focusonthefamily.com/radio. Just look for the broadcast titled Shining a Positive Light on Down Syndrome.